Good morning. Y'all doing good? Yeah. Olivia, Christopher, Marlena, y'all ready? So, I know a couple of you guys were here last week, and that one was a lot of stuff because I was trying to put two to one, so we're going to slow down a little bit and talk about where we left off on top of that mountain with Abraham. So what difficult thing did God command Abraham to do? Remember? So the Lord asked Abraham to sacrifice, to make a sacrifice for him, right? Remember who that was? Who the sacrifice was supposed to be? Close. It's Isaac, his Abraham's son. And did Abraham obey God when he asked him to? Yeah? Yeah, he did. He went up that next day and went with Isaac and a couple of his servants, and that was where we left off. So today we're going to read Genesis 22, verses 9 through 18. So as I'm reading, I'm going to go ahead and ask you guys the question so you guys could pick them up during the verses that we're reading. It's going to be a little bit of a longer passage, 9 verses. So I'll go ahead and ask. The first one is, what did Abraham build on top of the mountain? The second one is, who appeared to Abraham as he was about to slay Isaac? And what did God provide for Abraham to sacrifice instead of Isaac? So it's pretty much, we're going to be dealing with the altar up there. So let's go ahead and start our reading. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and put him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of Yahweh called to him from the heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." And the Lord said, "Do not stretch out your hand against the boy and do nothing to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only one, from me." Then Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, there was a ram after it had been caught in the thicket by its thorns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place, "Yahweh will provide. As it is said this day, in the mount of Yahweh it will be provided." Then the angel of Yahweh called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares Yahweh, because you have done this thing and have not spared your son, your only one. Indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have listened to my voice." All right, so when Abraham went up there, what did Abraham build on the top of the mountain? So in order to make a sacrifice, what did he have to make? It starts with an A. It's close to altar. Altar, yeah, that's right. So, yep, that's what Abraham was building. He had the wood and everything. And who was he going to sacrifice on this altar? Isaac, yep. Who appeared to Abraham as he was about to slay his son? Remember, there was a loud voice. What did it say? Who was it from? The God, right? Yeah, the angel of the Lord. And what did God provide for Abraham to sacrifice instead of Isaac? What? Not yet, not that one. But remember, he was stuck in the bushes. His horns got caught. What do you think it is? An animal? So yeah, it was a ram. So Abraham took the sheep and used that as an offering instead. So imagine being Abraham, and Abraham was surely sick and sad because he had to take his son to the offering, right? But as Abraham raised his knife, he was stopped by a divine voice. Do not sacrifice the boy. I'm sure that felt nice to hear from Abraham, right? As Abraham heard that. So Isaac would not be slain for sins. It was not his body that would be broken, nor his blood poured out. So as Abraham looked up, he saw a male sheep, and its horns were caught in some brush. So God provided a sheep to be killed in Isaac's place. So why was the shedding of blood necessary? Back in the day, they would kill animals. Because, do you guys remember why? I know we might not have talked about it, but...
Animal?
Yeah, they would kill animals because that's what the Lord required of them for their sins. All right, so who did the sheep? Who did the sheep God provided point towards forward to? God, right? So back in the Old Testament, they would always sacrifice animals, but it never truly satisfied God, and that's why later on He sent His Son to be the perfect sacrifice. So what does God reveal about Himself by giving Christ to die for sinners? God, right? It always points back to the Lord, that He is love, right? So when Abraham laid the son of his life, the one that was promised to him, he showed how much he loved God when God gave the son of his life to die. He revealed His great love for sinners like us, provided Abraham with another offering, and spared his son. Any questions? No? You understand it all? Good, good. We'll be asking some questions for you after church, okay? Okay, so let's go ahead and pray, and we'll continue with worship, okay? Lord, thank You for this message, Lord. Thank You for showing to us that Abraham's faith yielded him blessings, Lord, from You. You showed mercy to his son, and You provided them a alternative offering. And Lord, I pray for the worship as we praise You through hymns, Lord, and pray for the service, Lord. In Your name I pray, amen.